Hello, this is the Sports Journal. We're back and better than ever. It's Friday, January 13th. Today we wrap up the BCS Championship game and give some playoff picks. Let's go! And welcome to the Sports Journal's first episode in 2 years. I'm Lee Benson, alongside Grant Benson. Last time we did a show, Grant, I believe, was in April of 2009. Lots has happened since then. We're not going to talk about any of that, though, however.
No.
What we are going to talk about, though, is the BCS National Championship game, which was a few days ago, Monday night, in Glendale, Arizona, where Auburn beat Oregon 22-19. I know you have some final thoughts on that. What's one thing that comes to mind off the top of your head?
Boring. Such a boring game. I reading lots of stuff about how it was a classic and how it was one of the most sloppy games. It wasn't well played. It was boring. I love college football. I did not enjoy watching that game.
Very random scores too throughout the game. At one point it was 19-11 for a long time.
It was 19-11 until from the right at the beginning of the third quarter all the way until Oregon scored the touchdown and the 2-point conversion to tie it. Awesome. So much fun to watch.
Very weird. I believe at one point, I think it was 11-9 too at one point after the safety. That just some weird scores that you normally don't see in a football game. Watching the game, I know you agree with this too, and you say you think Nick Fairley was the main reason why Auburn played so well. I still think Cam Newton had a lot to do with that game, even though he didn't play his best game ever. But why do you think Fairley was the big reason why Auburn did well?
Because they didn't block him. And Oregon's offense is predicated on them running the ball. And Oregon did a terrible job with Nick Fairley. They tried to double team him, but they didn't even really double team him at all. I know there's a lot of people going into the game saying, oh, well, trying to block Nick Fairley is not how they're going to win the game. They shouldn't do that. They should option him. And they didn't do that either. It honestly seemed like to me, they didn't game plan. They just went in and they did exactly what they've been doing all year. And Auburn didn't have any trouble defending them in the run, that is. They just didn't.
They did throw the ball for lots of yards, over 360 yards. So maybe you're exactly right. Maybe they figured they could just do exactly what they did all year, and they could block Nick Fairley like they had blocked everybody else in the Pac-10, which, in my humble opinion, I believe yours too, the Pac-10 ended up being pretty weak this year. And Oregon, they passed the ball very well, as we said, but that's not too surprising considering that Auburn's defensive secondary was
106th in the country.
Very bad, very poor.
Out of 120 teams, that's they had the worst pass defense among BCS conference schools. So,
and that showed because Oregon came in. I mean, they can throw the ball, but not normally as well as they did, and they exploited Auburn's defense, but they couldn't run it. Yeah. So they're very one-dimensional.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you look kind of at X's and O's of the game, Oregon was effective throwing the ball this year, but that was solely based on the fact that they were such a good running team. I mean, everyone had 9 guys in the box. Oregon is a type of offense where they're a one read offense. If Darren Thomas if his number one guy isn't open, more often than not doesn't know what to do. But against Auburn, his number one guy was open a majority of the time. Auburn was smart and they decided to take away the run, which obviously is what you would want to do. That secondary, Oregon really should have been able to take advantage of that more. Even they did throw for 360 yards, but
they still only managed the 19 points and a couple goal line stands for each team, some turnovers for each team. It really, to me, ended up being maybe the two worst teams that have played in this game in the past few years or so.
Yeah, I'd even take though the Ohio State and LSU teams that played a couple years ago, the Ohio State team that had a loss and the LSU team that won that had 2 losses. I would take those two teams any day over these two teams that just played.
They didn't look that impressive at all, but it ended up being a decent finish with the turnover. Oregon tied it up and then going down the weird play with the guy getting tackled, but he didn't go down and so on and so forth. In the end, Auburn wins. But Grant, they're probably going to strip that title away from them in a couple years when they when they furthermore look into Cam Newton and find out that, he was cheating or his dad was cheating. And
he was. let's be honest.
If Auburn is 9-2 or whatever the record was, they had two or three losses. They weren't playing in that game. They would have probably done something with that. They would have suspended him or Auburn.
No, it's not.
They just wanted to make sure he was in the game. Well, they wanted them to get to the game.
Who's they?
The NCAA. They want TV ratings. They want TV ratings.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
This is Lee's little conspiracy theorist. The same thing happened with the Reggie Bush situation. They came out and said nothing was wrong. As of right now, he's eligible. It's fine. And then 2 years later, USC got hit with all those sanctions. The exact same
thing. Yeah, because they wanted USC in the title. I mean, they wanted them to keep wanting to play for the title because more people watch.
No, when the NCAA didn't even start investigating until Reggie Bush was gone, Lee. They at first came out and said, yeah, everything's fine. As of right now, everything's fine. But that's because they weren't done with their investigation. They're still investigating right now as we speak. And that game will be null in 2 or 3 years. That game will not have existed.
So you agree on that? You agree that it will be null?
Yeah.
Okay, we found some common ground there.
Yeah.
That's just fine. Now to the NFL, which it's divisional weekend, Grant. First game of the weekend will be Pittsburgh and Baltimore at Pittsburgh, Grant. Who do you got in that one?
I'm going to take Baltimore, actually. I've never been impressed with Pittsburgh. I'm not going to say not impressed. I mean, they're 12-4 in their playoff team. I'm not saying they're a bad team. That would just be silly. But,
yes.
I thought Kansas City was going to beat Baltimore last week, and they won. So I'm basing this purely off the fact that whenever I pick against a team and they win, they always go far. So
they always do, huh? Yeah, and this is after all year you've pretty much been bad-mouthing Baltimore as one of the worst good teams in the NFL.
Yeah. I'm going to take Baltimore just because I have no good reason. I think Pittsburgh is good, and they have a lot of really good players. I think Baltimore has better players. Maybe that's why I'm picking them. I don't know. I think Baltimore, along with the Jets, are the two most underachieving teams in the NFL. Probably the two teams with the most talent on their teams, but somehow lose games. So, you know, I don't...
Yes. I'm going to go the other way. I like Pittsburgh. I'll go with most of the public on this one. I just like Pittsburgh all year, even without Roethlisberger. I like their defense. I like them at home. And I like Ben Roethlisberger in the playoffs. Most definitely... cliche, you know, it's going to be a tough game, whatever. I don't think it's going to be as close as people think it's going to be. I like Pittsburgh by at least a touchdown. The line is about 3, so they think it's a field goal. All these games against these guys are close, usually in the past, but I like Pittsburgh to win this one. Also, Saturday night, though, possibly other than the Bears game, because I'm a Bears fan, but this is the game I'm most looking forward to, is the Green Bay and Atlanta game, Green Bay at Atlanta on Saturday night. Who do you got in that one?
I got Atlanta. I know everyone's jumping on the Green Bay bandwagon. I'm not buying it. I think Atlanta, along with New England, those two have been the two best teams in the NFL this year, and I don't think it's close. But I think I'm taking Atlanta. I think they're the most complete team in the NFC. Yeah.
I like Green Bay in this game. I really do because actually I don't like them as much as most people do. I didn't like Green Bay last week. I thought they'd lose to the Eagles. But after watching again, I felt dumb picking against Green Bay because of how good Aaron Rodgers is. Now he's in a dome. They've already played Atlanta this year at Atlanta. It was only a 3-point game. The Falcons won on a field goal. Both teams played well in that one. I think the Packers are playing better than Atlanta right now. I know that the Falcons have had pretty much 2 weeks off because they had a bye week, and then they played the Panthers in week 17, which is pretty much a bye week. So, I mean, Atlanta's still playing well, but the 2 weeks off I think is going to hurt them. Mike Smith in the playoffs hasn't had much experience as a coach.
It doesn't matter.
So I like Green Bay to win this one straight up. And mainly, and I'll get to it in a second, actually with this next pick, the Bears in Seattle, the reason I think Green Bay's going to win, I'm going to take the Bears in this game. I think it's going to be, it's just destined for rematch, a third game between the Bears and the Packers in the NFC Championship game. So I'll take the Bears over Seattle. A lot closer than people may think, even though I bet against Seattle all year, and I probably should take Seattle in this one because I keep betting against them, they keep winning. But I just don't see how they can go in and play that well again this week. Like, they played extremely well. Now they're on the road. They don't have the home field advantage. Even though the Bears scare me because they're very inconsistent with Jay Cutler, if they make Jay Cutler uncomfortable, Seattle has an excellent chance to win this game. That's no question at all. But I think the Bears will figure out a way to win this one somehow. What do you think?
I'm taking the Bears. The worst thing that could have happened for Seattle is everyone jumping on their bandwagon, and everyone is. People forget that Seattle was awful. Awful this year. They played their best game in years last week.
For the record, I don't think many people are jumping on their bandwagon. Oh, a lot of people are picking the Bears to win this one pretty easily.
I think a lot of people are picking the Seahawks to, well, not win, but cover. And I think there's a lot of people saying, oh, you know what? The Seahawks, the Bears are kind of shaky. The Seahawks are giving some problems. The Seahawks are way more shaky than the Bears. I'll take the Bears at home.
All right, and as far as the cover goes, I would not be surprised if Seattle covered, as I mentioned a second ago. They could make it close because the Bears aren't that impressive. But when they played, you know, when they played teams that, you know, I was going to say when they played teams they should beat, they beat them well. But that's not true at all because they had close games against the Lions this year. They had close games against the Bills. So it's not like these guys whoop up on teams they should beat by that much. And the last game of the weekend, the final game, we'll talk about New England and the Jets, a rematch of that Monday night game, of course, when New England absolutely destroyed them, which I didn't think they'd beat them that bad in that game, but I figured New England would win that game pretty handily because the Jets just weren't that good at that point in the year. They come back to Foxborough. Everyone likes New England, which is not surprising at all. Who do you like?
You know what? I'm actually going to go with the Jets in this game. New England is better, is a much better team. I hate the Patriots so much. I want them to lose. I absolutely despise Tom Brady. I just think he's a bad person. And the Patriots, they have the two most annoying players in the NFL, Danny Woodhead and Wes Welker. And that, I mean, they don't have, I mean, that they got that going for them. So, you know, I think the Jets have the advantage at every single position except for quarterback, which I know is the biggest advantage, but honestly, the Jets are better everywhere except quarterback, and I honestly think the Jets are going to win? No. Do I want the Jets to win? Oh yeah, so I'm picking them. Yeah.
I think if the Jets were able to win this game, that might be even more of an upset than the Seahawks over the Saints last weekend, because I haven't heard anybody that thinks the Jets are going to win this one. A lot of people think that they're going to cover the spread, which is about 8 or 9 right now, which is ridiculous for the playoffs, especially with a team that's with their record as good as the Jets. So a lot of people think they're going to cover the spread, but nobody's picking them to win the game. Nobody that I've heard of, at least. I'm going to go with that, too. I like New England to win the game, just because it seems like this is kind of their year. It's kind of Brady's kind of proven that, hey, you know, I can do all this stuff without a great defense, even though the defense has been playing pretty well the last month of the year. It's been actually playing really well the last month of the year. But we'll see. I honestly wouldn't be too disappointed, though, if New England lost this game. I'll be honest with you like that, because that'd be pretty easy for the Steelers, who I believe will win that game, to beat the Jets in the AFC Championship game.
I mean, I think from a standpoint of, you know, Super Bowl watchability, I think the Patriots need to win this game.
That's a good point.
But because I have absolutely no interest in watching the Ravens, Steelers, or Jets in the Super Bowl. Because, no. I mean, of all the playoff teams, those are probably the most boring playoff teams. I just don't like the brand of football they play because it's boring. But, the Patriots are so annoying. I hope they never win another game ever again. And I don't like the way they do it. They have very little class. They have a bunch of annoying players, and I just don't like them.
I like them a lot more than you do, apparently. But in a quick recap, Grant, you got Baltimore, Atlanta, Chicago, and the Jets to win. I think we're pretty different this week. I got Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Chicago, and New England. So we're going against each other on three of the four games. Very, very interesting.
And let me be clear about this. If the Jets and Patriots, if they could both lose that game, that would be awesome. Because,
oh, okay.
Man, I don't like either of those teams.
Oh.
I think Rex Ryan is obnoxious, and he's a child. He needs to grow up, and I don't know, I think he's an overrated football coach too, but that's
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there.
Well, that does it for the podcast of this week. We'll be back next week with another one. Until next time, this is the Sports Generals.